All right, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680, with Jimmy Rollins and someone I've known a long time, and here in camp with the Giants. And I think, you know, the fans in the Bay Area just like to hear you, and they followed your career of a big leaguer, God, so many years now, what, 17 years maybe, something like that? 17 years, hard to believe. But why the Giants now at this stage of your life?
Well, it's really the only time I, you know, had an opportunity. I mean, last year, yes, I had an opportunity to do the same thing. As I have the opportunity to do this year, you know, get on the squad, make the team first, but and in doing so, going from, you know, short to second to third, and just bounce around. I'm not a super utility, as Francis said, because I don't play the outfield, so I'm just a utility guy. But you know, last year I wasn't ready for that, and you know, getting some time off and looking at the game and seeing the youth in the game. Like, you know, it's okay if I don't carry that torch anymore, you know, but when you do something for so long and it's like, okay, well, we just want you, and it's like, nah, that, it doesn't work like that. But like I said, having a chance to sit back and just really look at the youth of the game, especially at that position, a lot of great young shortstops. You know what? Torch is in pretty good hands.
You know, it's funny. We go back to Encinal High School here, and everyone in the Bay Area has followed your career. When you first got drafted by the Phillies, did you ever think somehow or other we'd be sitting here 17 years later? Did you ever see anything like this coming?
No. I mean, yeah, talking to you, but not necessarily in a Giants uniform. I think a lot of players, you know, when they sign, and especially with the success we had over there and the runs, the World Series, the division titles, you just want to make that team better, especially when you get up there. What can I do to help us win? And I was able to accomplish that, and I never looked past that. I think it would have been foolish to look past, you know, the Phillies. But everything comes to an end. Every window comes to a close, and everybody brings in new faces. You know, no one plays forever, no matter how long or good of a run it was. No one plays forever, and nothing lasts forever. So, nah. I didn't see anything but, you know, red and white. But obviously that has changed. I've seen a number of uniforms now, and it's cool because I've been in some great cities, Los Angeles, Chicago, for a short stint, and hopefully get a chance to go back home.
All right, Jimmy Rollins with us. Now, when you first came up with the Phillies, you had a manager, Larry Boa. And I can remember some Larry Boa and you going back and forth, and I know the kind of guy he is. He's been on my show a lot. What was it like learning the position from Larry Boa?
Well, I didn't really learn once he became manager and the season started. But in spring training, between Boa and Vukovic, John Vukovic, oh man, they drilled me so hard at shortstop. But it was very useful, and it's still, you know, things that I do in my career today. And the one thing we worked on the most was the backhand, the ball in the hole, learning, you know, which ones to come get, which ones to stay back on, how to use your legs, and why backhand is more efficient than going around a ball and making a run and throw. So my backhand became my strong suit. Going to my left, I don't think was ever really a problem. So they didn't really, you know, hit a lot of balls that way when we did our routines. So then once I got the backhand, then it was like, okay, when we go to your left, we're going to really stretch you. You know, the ball right here, you know, short to your left, that's routine. But we want to see how far you can go left and right, backhand, and then get back in position and go the other way. And I started making the spinning throw. Sometimes I would slide. And so I learned exactly what to do on each play, what I could do on each play. So, but like I said, that was spring training. Once the season started, he was all manager. Trust me, he was all manager. But Vuk was still there every day. He hit me my ground balls every single day. And Vuk, you know, for that reason also told me when to back off. Like, hey, you know, gets later in the season, you don't need as many ground balls. You know, back off. Save your legs for the game. Save that energy. So I'm sure they were in a clubhouse talking together. But as a manager, you have so much more to think about. So, you know, after spring training, it was pretty much me and Vuk every day going over positioning, you know, why to do things more than anything.
Well, you had a tremendous career, and we can pick it up at some other point. But on this one today, I want the fans really to get to know a little bit about you today and over the last couple of years, because I get calls all the time. What's Jimmy Rollins like? What kind of player is he after he left the Phillies? And what kind of player have you become after leaving the Phillies?
I don't know. You have to ask the other people. You can't ask the person what type of player they are. We don't know. We get evaluated. We show up. We play. And sometimes we play good, sometimes we play okay. Every once in a while we play on that side of it. But
has your game changed at all?
Definitely has changed. You know, how or what? It's hard to really pinpoint, but as you get older, you know, you have to work a little harder to stay just as fast, just as sharp. Things you do in your 20s, you know, slow down in your 30s. And then when you get to your mid-30s, they slow down a little bit more. So those are adjustments. For example, you know, getting loose, things that used to be easy and just kind of like you didn't think about. Now you have to worry about all those things, working out too much, working out too hard. But like I said, looking at the youth of the game, I see why they call it a young man's game. I really do.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Life does change, and believe me, getting out of bed is different as you get older. So, all right, you did have time in Chicago last year, and you went there with the hope of being a shortstop. That did not work out. What did you do the rest of the year after you left the White Sox?
I hung out. Turned to baseball in August and remembered that there was still a baseball season, and then decided, hey, see if I can get me some work for the postseason. You know, let everybody know that I'm still around. I wasn't, you know, done with baseball. So put out a phone call to my agents. They made a couple phone calls, and TBS was like, come in for a tryout. I did. And I was able to cover the postseason and, you know, share some knowledge of what I saw, share some knowledge with, or some knowledge shared by Pedro and Sheffield, just about, you know, getting older and things like that in the game. And just admiring, really, like I said, the youth, all of us were admiring youth, how good these young players are. We saw a lot of Francisco, obviously, covering the AL. And this is another example. Like I said, the torch is in really good hands.
Boy, nice to have Jimmy with us. And I want to tell you, you dress nicely. And that's part of the Phillies, I think, as we talked about earlier. You're pretty snappy on the air.
Yeah, well, you know, that East Coast traditional style of having to wear suits for flights that only your teammates get to see. But if you're going to dress up, you might as well dress up. If you're going to spend some money, you might as well look fresh. So being from the Bay, I try to bring a little flavor. You know, can't have my mama talking about me.
Okay. All right. Biggest challenge? You know, I do this thing. It's my 20th year of doing it. Biggest challenge for you? You still could play, but now you got to talk about other people playing. What was the biggest challenge going on the air?
Oh, it was simple. It wasn't my first time, which is great. And I know when I've seen guys go on the air what I didn't like.
Yeah.
And I just make sure I don't do those things.
Like what?
Those things.
Are you going to elaborate on those things?
Those things.
All right. Jimmy Rollins with us. We'll figure out what those things are. All right, but now you're in the Giants camp, and that's the purpose of talking with you today. Playing a little bit of second base, a little bit of third base. We did chat about you being over there in the shift at time to time, but now you got to turn double plays from that side. Quite different.
Yeah, everything's reversed. Everything's opposite. Even, you know, looking in and the visuals from what the catcher looks like he's doing, what the batter appears to be doing. But, you know, catching a ground ball is still the same, although the footwork is different. That's why I'm out here early with Wotus, Panic, Beckham, Aaron Hill, all guys that have, you know, made that transition from a different position to second base. And just picking their brain about what they did to help them get in the rhythm of turning a double play and what helped them out along the way, because we've all had help. And, you know, they shared some things, so I've taken a little bit and, you know, and then let my athleticism take over.
Yeah, well, you got the great hands, as I said, to see you turn and make the throw to short. It's just so, it seems so natural for you. But you got to keep your eye on the runner coming down. That, to me, seems like the biggest challenge you got, to know where the runner is, because you can't see him.
Well, I haven't had that situation yet, but one thing that works in my favor, I guess, is would be the slide rule.
Yeah.
You know, the runner has to be remotely close to the bag, but, you know, the opposite of that for a defensive player is that you can no longer leave early to get out the way. So it balances itself out. I haven't had a runner, you know, coming at me because I've only, you know, fed it to Craw, and haven't had a ball hit to the third or shortstop when I have to make the turn and throw. So until that happens, I don't know what it feels like or what to expect, but I'll be ready.
Yeah, well, we'll see. It's part of the learning process. All right. We've seen you in the field at second, as I say. We commented on that. I've seen you at short, which is obviously a comfortable position, a little bit of third. Third base present a different challenge for you at all?
I'm sure it will, but I haven't had not too much work over there. They've had me starting at short or starting at second, and that might be the way it is. You know, you got Eduardo as a third baseman. You got Connor who can play some third. Jay who can play some third. So it isn't really a necessity for me to get in work. But, you know, if something was happening out and I make the team and it's an emergency, then obviously being on the left side I'm comfortable with. You know, balls get there a little quicker, but I trust my hands.
All right. All right. Good to have Jimmy Rollins with us. How are you swinging the bat in spring? Are you a spring player? What do you like to get done in spring? How are you swinging the bat right now?
Oh, well, it's different, you know, this spring than it would be any other spring, but I'm swinging the bat well. I feel comfortable at the plate. I say I have maybe two at bats, like, really, like, they just weren't good at bats. Okay. You know, I'm not sure how many at bats I have, but besides two, maybe three, I'm sure I'm forgetting one somewhere. Besides those three at bats, I was like, I wasn't good at bat. I've been feeling very good, seeing the ball well, getting deep in counts, putting the ball on a barrel. Hits haven't been there, but I'm not too concerned with that. I'm hitting the ball on a barrel. You hit enough, you know, barrel balls and line drives, the odds are going to have to be in your favor. You know, pop-ups and weak ground balls, not so much. But when you're hitting line drives, the odds will eventually become in your favor.
Well, I must admire you. You got a couple of new bats that are beautiful, and they almost look like they should go right to Cooperstown with you.
Yeah, right. They do look good, though. The bats are beautiful. They're definitely beautiful bats. So we have to find that out. That we have to find out.
All right. Nice to have Jimmy with us. Future plans. Do you ever think about what it may be like for you in 5 years? Would you like to stay in the game? Would you like to coach, manage? What would you like to do?
I'm like every player. The answer is no. Huh? Every player says that.
Okay.
But obviously, players are still on the field, coming back, helping, managing, and coaching. So 5 years is way too far to think down the line, honestly. Shoot, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And for me, right now, it's about today. And when tomorrow gets here, it'll be today all over again. So it's day to day. And that's the way you know everything is. You can plan things and, you know, have a game plan, but right now 5 years is way too far.
Okay.
But I will have some older daughters by then, I'll tell you that much, so it'll definitely be daddy control somewhere.
I told you, get ready just to write checks. I told you that way well in advance, so get ready for that.
Yeah.
Hey, I had Charlie Manuel on a lot when the Phillies would come in. You played for Charlie Manuel. What was your impression of him?
Well, obviously he was brought there to change the atmosphere, and he did that better than anybody could have done it. The right man for the team we had, where we were trying to go with the young players, came in and let you be who you were. You know, he didn't try to interfere with that. He loved personality. He loved to see you be you and thrive. And there was no blocking of that. It wasn't trying to change you, or we don't do things like that around here. Look, you are who you are, and if you're happy, you're probably going to do a better job in helping us accomplish what we want to do. So he just kicked back, let you be who you were. If you got out of line, call you in his office. We call it the principal's office. You went to the principal's office, he talked to you. And then shake your hand, give you a hug. All right, let's go get him.
Yeah, I like him. I like Charlie a lot. I always had him on the show. As you look back on the Phillies, the fans, I don't know. I've never been in Philly to do a talk show. Fans, how are they treating ball players these days?
I don't know. I haven't been there these days.
All right. Well, let's put the last time you were there.
Oh, they treated me very well.
Did they?
Yeah. Standing ovation. First day was expected. The second day was like maybe. But then when they did it the third day, I was like, oh, wow. Okay. All right. Wow, this is crazy. I didn't expect that. I was expecting to get booed. At some point, I've seen former players come back, and they get an ovation their first at bat, and it's like, all right, now it's time to get on you. So to get it, you know, 3 straight days was awesome.
looking forward to being up in the Bay Area, and we hope it works out for you here and playing in San Francisco.
Once I do my job and hopefully get chosen to make the team, then yes. You know, like I said, you know, that's still too far in the future. Right now is day to day.
I know. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right. I appreciate you sitting down with me. And as I say, there's certain people in the Bay Area. I don't care where you go or what you do. Whenever your name comes up, it's connected with the Bay Area. So I think that's a compliment for you.
I'm from the Bay, and I don't make that up for discussion. You ask me where I'm from the Bay.
Very good.
Straight up.
All right, very good. Jimmy, thanks so much.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.